need to have him in us to keep us from sinning. Amen. Amen. Because it's so like I was telling my wife today, we are no match for the devil. We are no match for the devil ourselves. The devil has been around longer than we have. He knows more tricks than we do. Yes. So the only way that we can defeat the devil is through the word of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
So, like I said, William, I just want to encourage you to keep on reading your Bible. Keep on seeking until you get that gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And like I said, it's a gift. It's a gift. It's not something that you have to purchase. You don't need a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. You just need to give up the world. And that's the whole trick. Or I'm gonna say trick. That's the whole thing, is that you have to give up the world in order to follow Jesus.
Amen.
By that, I mean the things that your body wants, that your body, it seems like this is what I want to do. We have to, scripture says we have to for better words, is to sacrifice what the body wants. The body wants to be comfortable. The body wants to do things that are not pleasing in God's sight. But if we seek God and get his understanding of what we should do, then we will be okay. Just kind of hesitating because I'm just asking the Lord to give me what to say. Amen. Just a little bit on what I want to say. Give me a scripture. Is Matthew 7, chapter 7, verses 7.
Uh-oh, excuse me.
Verses 7 and 8. And also, just hold that and turn with me to Luke chapter 11. And we're going to do verses 5 through 10. Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 10. Now, I won't keep it long. I just want to encourage your heart to keep on keeping on with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7 says, ask, and it shall be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Seek, and ye shall find.
Yeah.
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go over to Luke. Chapter 11. Verses 5-10. Verse 5 says, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you.
Amen.
Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Ask, and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Seek, and ye shall find.
Amen.
Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
Now these, I don't know if it's in your Bible, but in my Bible, these are in red letters.
Yes.
Which means that these are the words that were spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. In urging us to be persistent in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let us, if we will, analyze these words for their full essence. Ask. The word goes beyond a simple request. It engages calling upon one for an answer. An aura of expectancy must accompany the request.
Amen.
Along with an attitude of humility and recognizing the fact that the requester has the authority, the ability, and the sufficiency to grant your request. You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. Uh-huh. Amen.
Now, you can't just, if I needed $100 and I know Sister Carol ain't working, she don't have the means to give me $100. Mm-hmm. Why would I go to Sister Carol and say, Sister Carol, I need $100? What I'm saying is, why go to somebody who that you know don't have it?
Exactly.
Man. Asking, it says, who has the authority, the ability, and the sufficiency to grant your request. Mm-hmm. And asking requires sometimes persistency. One must be willing and prepared, as one of our modern day cliche is to say, is to hang in there. No matter what it takes, we gotta hang in there.
Amen.
When you're asking for something, you just can't say, "Oh well, they ain't gonna give it to me. I feel bad for myself." But you got to hang in there, no matter how long it takes.
Thank you. Amen.
Or what's involved? It also involves faith and confidence. Because faith and confidence is what we need to continue. Brother Williams, faith and confidence is what you need to continue seeking the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Because He's the one that can give it to you.
That's right. Amen.
He's the only one that can give it to you.
Amen.
Ted can't give it to you. Your sister can't give it to you. I can't give it to you. Much as I'd like to see you with it. Only one that can give it to you is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So you have to have faith and confidence. You can't lose hope. Because once you lose hope that your request will not be granted, you give up.
Don't give up.
I hear Brother James in chapter 4 and verse 2 and 3 that says, we have not because we ask not.
Amen.
And sometimes we don't receive because our motives are wrong. Lord, give me a brand new Cadillac because my neighbor got one.
Oh, wait. He's not going to give it to you.
Your motives are wrong. Amen? How we ask is very important in getting our request granted. Because the Lord isn't concerned with our selfish desires or our petty whims. The next thing is seeking. Seeking is more than just a request. It goes more than just looking for something. Again, we must have expectancy that what we're looking for is important.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we are looking for something and we just go because we might find it or we might get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go with confidence.
Hallelujah.
That what you're expecting will be delivered.
Thank you.
You have to have diligence when you suffer, when you seek. The next is knocking. Knocking is not just a... You probably didn't hear me.
Understand. Yeah, I heard it.
But knocking is a...
Hey, there he is.
Like the police.
Oh,
yes. Amen. When the police knock on your door, you know they're there.
You know it's them.
Yeah, that's right.
The next thing they're going to do is break it down.
Yeah.
Amen.
But you have to have that kind of knocking.
Yes.
You need business. You can't come to the Lord with a timid, "Lord, maybe if I knock, you'll let me in." You have to come with importance. My advice to you today is to seek him while he can be found.
Amen.
Call upon him while he can be heard.
Amen.
Because he has the power to lift us when we fall. He has the power to bless us where we stand right now.
Amen.
So, like I said, I don't want to keep you long. I just want to encourage you to ask,
man,
to seek, and to knock, because God will answer,
man,
if you go, man, with the right motive.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.